This is Natalie Brown, and you're listening to the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Blind Access Journal podcast. It's Saturday, June 23rd, 2012, and it's about 8 o'clock in the evening here in Arizona. And I'm Daryl.
And I'm Allison.
And we're here to talk about convention tech, since a lot of people in the blind community are getting ready to fly off to their respective conventions, either the National Federation of the Blind or the American Council of the Blind.
Yep, both have conventions coming up in the next few weeks, back to back. So if you're headed out to one of those, then we got some suggested iOS apps and things to hopefully make your convention a little easier and more enjoyable.
Yeah, and unfortunately this year I don't get to go, although I did get to go last year and play with iOS at convention last year.
Right. I'm going to the NFB convention this year, and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. I leave on Friday.
And I'm going to miss going with you.
Yeah, it won't quite be the same without you at convention, that's for sure.
Aww.
Not quite as fun.
Aww. Well, there's always next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. So, all right. Well, so we're going to talk about some apps that can be used while at a convention.
Yes.
So, we were thinking of, when you start off, one of the first things a lot of us have to do to go to a convention is to fly there.
Yes.
And there's a couple of different apps you can use for tracking flights. One of them is called Kayak.
K-A-Y-A-K.
Yes, kayak. Not spelled like the kayak that you ride in.
Right. And essentially that is an app. It does allow you to book flights, which we're hopefully not talking about if we're talking about convention this late in the game.
Right. If you're booking your flight now, you're a little late, and it's probably going to be a little expensive.
Just a wee bit. But one of the things you can do is track the flight status. So if you know the airline and the flight number, and what day you're traveling, you plug that into Kayak, and then you can make sure your flight is on time, or if there's a delay, and you know that you need to call the airline and find out, you know, should I go to the airport later? What changes should I make?
Right, which is convenient.
Yes, and then we also have another app that you might try that is also known to be accessible. It's Flight Track Pro.
Now, Kayak is free, and Flight Track Pro is, do we know how much?
I think it's going to cost you $4 or $5. So, yeah, it's a little expensive. I think it gives you push notifications and all sorts of cool stuff, though, on what's going on with your flight.
So, good deal.
You're going to pay for that.
So that will get you through the airport and get you to the city of your convention.
Well, actually, wait a minute. We have one more for the airport. We have MyTSA.
Right.
So MyTSA is cool because if, you're trying to figure out what you can pack where, because I hope that all of you have started packing for convention or start thinking about it at least, right? You have all these weird requirements about liquids, what liquids can go through TSA and what their sizes can be, right?
Can I bring my shampoo? Can I bring my dog's shampoo? Can I bring my friend's shampoo?
Yeah, and all that stuff. So basically, there's this app. There's a section that gives you different guides, and one of them is what can I bring? And it tells you whether you can put that in carry-on or checked baggage, or you just can't bring it on with you at all. And then things that you can't bring would be like weapons, you know, things like that, right?
Right.
So, yeah.
No hand grenades.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, thankfully, we don't need at convention.
Yeah. I hope not, right?
I should think not.
I don't know. Sometimes those crazy, wild, contentious resolutions.
That's
on the
true.
Convention
People
floor.
Get awfully serious about their resolutions.
They sure do. So, besides that, the other cool thing that you can do with the MyTSA app is you can see for your airport that you're flying out of. So, of course, you can do these things going to convention and leaving convention, coming back home. Do the same thing. Check if there are any security delays.
Mm-hmm, which is nice.
Yeah, and the cool thing is I think it gets some data from the TSA. I think this app is actually developed by the Transportation Security Association, or Transportation Security Administration, I should say, using the right words here. Anyway, I think that I think some of that comes from the TSA, but another section of the data comes from users. So users report the delays that they're actually experiencing in real time. So that's kind of potentially useful, right? You're kind of crowdsourcing this information. So that's the My TSA app. And by the way, everybody, all these apps will be have links in the show notes. And the links will either go to the iTunes, directly to the iTunes Store entry, or we'll point you to the AppleViz.com entry if we feel like there's more information available there. So My TSA is mostly accessible. Kayak is quite accessible. Flight Tracker is. And My TSA is, has some unlabeled buttons, which is a little concerning since it's from a government agency. I would expect no accessibility issues at all with an app.
Well, you would hope for them. Not necessarily.
Yeah, you would hope. Well, yeah, it's because of 508, I kind of expect.
Right.
So when there are, that's an issue, but.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go. That's My TSA.
All right.
So now you're on board, you know, you're on board the flight. You want to check, right, to see if you have Wi-Fi on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
You ask the flight attendant, or sometimes they'll talk about it. If you have Wi-Fi, it might be free, or it might cost you $5 or $10. So you have to decide if you want that. Cool things you can do on the plane if you want. You can do just about anything you can do on the ground. Some of the voice over internet apps like Skype are not allowed and wouldn't work well on an airborne Wi-Fi connection anyway. But let's see what I do. I did Heytel, and so I was Heytelling with you from the plane.
Yes.
And I sent some iMessages and did a few other things from the plane as well. Listened to ACB radio from the airplane.
There you go.
So, yeah, so now that you're on the ground, right? So there you are, you're on the ground. You're getting in the, you know, getting the cab. Say you decide to get a cab to go to the hotel. There's an app that you can use to kind of watch where the cab driver's taking you, right?
Right. You can use Sendero's look around app.
Mm-hmm.
It is in about $5 from the App Store.
It is, yep.
And it allows you to check what your nearest cross street and intersection is, what address you're closest to, and it also gives you points of interest nearby. It tells you what's basically around you.
Yes. It's not as complete as some other apps in that area, but the key things are direction of travel, nearest cross streets, and address. So you can shake your phone when you have look around open. You can shake your phone occasionally and just let it tell you what address you're at, and kind of just double check to make sure your driver's taking you where you should be going in an effective way.
Mm-hmm. Once you get to your hotel, you might want to know a little bit more about what's around you. You could also use Foursquare.
Mm-hmm.
Foursquare is interesting. It's not really a GPS app. It's more of a social media thing. It's basically a game.
Kind of, yeah.
But it has the added benefit of being able to, it uses your phone's GPS, and it does tell you what's around you. You can explore what's nearby, you know, whether it's different restaurants or stores or other hotels you want to know about. It does have that option, which is nice. It also allows you to, you get points for checking in. So when you find a place on the list of things nearby that you happen to, when you're at that place, that once you find it on the list, you check into it, which means you tap saying your phone saying that you've been there, and you get points for that. And you can friend people that you know we're also on Foursquare and compete with them to see who can get more points for being at more different places. So it's especially fun to do this when you are traveling somewhere, because you'll get extra points for being at a certain place for the first time. If you're the first of your friends to check in somewhere, you get more points. You know, after you've flown, you get more points because of the distance between your last check-in and where you arrive. So it's kind of fun. It's also nice, you can see where your friends have checked in. So if you see that someone you know at the conference is at a certain restaurant checked in, you can always know, oh, I should find out where they are, give them a call and let them know I'm headed there too. So that's kind of the interesting ways you can use Foursquare when you're out and about at a conference.
Yes, and then you can also, there's some other things you might want to do while you're getting ready for the convention sessions to get underway, and you might want to look at the agenda. There's some things you can do surrounding looking at convention information and the agenda.
One thing I found helpful is for the NFB convention, there's an iCal link. What I did was I opened up the website that had the agenda on it. I opened it up in Safari, and there's a link just that says iCal, and when I tapped it, it actually put the appointment, I mean, all the different agenda items into my calendar. So that, and that was easier than trying to just go through the agenda in, you know, in Safari or in Dropbox. It was just easier because it's nice and organized and easy to skip from one appointment to the next. So it does put it all in your calendar, but I kind of liked that. It looks to be a useful way to keep track of all the different meetings and sessions going on at convention.
Yes, and there's double tapping the link and adding it to your calendar. We'll try to put another method in the show notes that would directions for actually subscribing to a calendar, so that then hopefully if the NFB people or if ACB gets a calendar link similar to this, if the agenda is updated, then the all the information in your calendar is updated.
Right, right.
So that would be an advantage there.
And we're told ACB will have one. I don't know. There isn't one available as of this podcast, but we're told there will be one, and that convention's coming up the week after NFB, so there's a little time for that to get put into place.
So stay tuned for that if you're an ACB person.
Right. So all right. So another way to keep track of information that you might need at a conference is to use Dropbox.
Yay, Dropbox.
I plan on using that a lot at convention because I have a lot of info to keep track of. I have my own schedule of work in the exhibit hall. I have notes for presentations. I have some menus from restaurants. At least I know, I believe both organizations put up files of restaurant menus on their website, so you can look at those. You can download them or view them on the website. But basically, there's a lot of different files I want to access when I'm at convention, and so I can put them into Dropbox on my computer. You sign up for an account on Dropbox, and then it appears as a drive, basically as a folder on your computer, and you can put files in there. You can put any kind of file. You can put I use it a lot for documents, but you can put music files in there, pretty much any kind of file,
which is what we use for our radio show.
Right. But what's nice about that is you also install Dropbox on your phone, so that all the files you have in your Dropbox that you put on your computer is also there on your phone. So that's how I'll put all my my notes and things that I'll need for convention. Be able to just put them in my Dropbox and have them when I need them on my phone, because I am going to go laptopless and braille noteless at convention this year. I'm going to attempt to do it just with my phone and my braille display. So we'll see how convention goes that way. Stay tuned for upcoming podcasts, and I will let you know how that goes.
Upcoming podcasts and Desert Cafe radio shows, right?
Right.
We will be letting you know how that adventure went.
Right, absolutely. So in any case, that's one of the nice things about Dropbox, is that any files you need on the go, you can just drop in Dropbox and have them on your phone. There's a couple of related apps that I think are useful at convention. One is called Dropvox, Drop V-O-X, not B-O-X. Yeah. That one we did a podcast also on Blind Access Journal a while back, so you can check out blindaccessjournal.com for that one. But what it is, the short version, is that it's a way to record something. You make an audio recording, and when you're done with the recording, it will upload directly to your Dropbox, so that you'll have it either to listen to on your phone or on your computer. It will just automatically upload it to the Dropbox folder. So that's kind of nice if you're at a convention and you need to take down a phone number really quickly, or if you want to record part of a meeting, if you need to take down some directions to get somewhere, anything you want to make an audio recording of, you can do that and have it synced right to your Dropbox.
And it's a very simple app. There's just two buttons. There's a record and a settings button. So you just double tap the record button, goes beep beep, and it just goes beep, I think, and then you talk, and then you double tap the stop button, and it just beeps again, and then it says uploading audio, and really within 30 seconds it says it's ready.
It creates a folder in your Dropbox called Dropvox, and that's where all your recordings will appear. So, And another app that's related to this that I plan to use at convention is Nebulous Notes. There's Nebulous Light, actually, is the free version. And what that allows you to do is you write notes on your phone, and then you can upload them to Dropbox so that you can view either on your phone or on the computer. It's kind of nice. I'm excited because I might need to take notes during meetings. I might also need to write some notes up for presentations. I'm giving several Bookshare presentations at conventions, so I'll need, if I need to add to any of my speech notes that I put in Dropbox, it'll be nice to be able to edit them and add to them in Nebulous Notes.
Right, and we also think that Nebulous should allow you to, you know, put in notes, you know, create notes on your computer and put them in a Dropbox folder, and then pull them up and edit them in Nebulous. So that's that would be pretty exciting if that works out well.
Right. So if you want to, if you need to be able to get at some presentation notes at convention, or if you just want to take notes on a session that you're at, it's a good good way to have whatever you've written on your phone or on your iPod and have it sync right to Dropbox, so you can have it on your computer.
Absolutely. So then we have some other ways that you can stay in touch with your fellow convention attendees and also tell everyone else in the world about your convention experience as it's happening, right?
So. Right. One fun app to use is called Heytel. That is, now Daryl calls it a radio. He calls it a way to send voice messages back and forth that way. I think of it as just sending voicemails without calling your friend.
Oh, interesting. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Because essentially that's what you're doing, is you're sending voicemails back and forth. And so it's Heytel, H-E-Y-tel.
Yeah.
And what that enables you to do is you add the person through your contacts, and then you can send them the voice messages, and they can send voice messages back to you. So that's fun for one-on-one conversation if you want to say, hi, I'm going to be at this meeting in 10 minutes. Do you want to meet up? Or, oh, I'm going to lunch at this place. You know, want me to save you a spot at the table? So
there,
a nice
go.
Way to send quick messages. But there's another interesting thing that you can do at conferences that is kind of different if you want to talk to more than just people you already know. There's Heytel Relays you can join.
Yeah, and I do this. I do the Heytel Public Relay thing a lot. I've done that last year at CSUN, last year at convention. And what it is you can, all these people join, a link gets sent out over social media and all over the place, and email. And then when you are at the city where the convention is, you can click a link, and they'll say, you want to join the relay, and you double tap on the, I think it's just like an OK button or continue or something, that joins you to the relay. Then anybody who talks on the relay, who selects that relay and then talks on it, the message will go to everybody else who has joined the relay.
Right. So,
like for instance, at CSUN and at Washington Seminar, I was sometimes you're able to join even if you're not at the conference, which is kind of cool. It's mostly for people who are attending, though. But I was listening to people this year at Washington Seminar helping each other find things, helping each other find buildings. Somebody was helping a couple of people find an ATM. You know, they were trying to find one of the buildings on Capitol Hill, find one of the offices. There was a lot of cool back and forth information going on. Sometimes you'll get announcements over the relay, and sometimes those announcements will be general things that you'll get through other means, and sometimes they'll be information that you didn't know about, that you won't know about unless you are on the relay or you hear about it from somebody who's on the relay.
Exactly, and I think both conventions do Heytel Relays.
Yes.
So.
Now, Allison's not a Heytel Relay fan, though, right?
Well, you have the potential to get a lot of hate mail messages. And yeah. I don't know about you all, but I am really busy at conventions, and I don't know that I have time to listen to a bunch of hate mails. I agree that it would be some really useful information I could get from the relay, and it would also be kind of fun, just interesting to hear from people. But I don't know that I can stay on top of quite that many messages coming through.
Well, that's why you got me, right? So I can right. send you a one-on-one hey tell if I hear about something through the relay. Because you know I'll be on the relay.
There you go.
Remotely. So I'll be scouring all the messages, listening for good nuggets, and passing them to Allison probably on a one-on-one basis.
Sounds good.
So you get the best of all worlds, see?
I like it.
Yeah.
Another way to stay on top of what's going on at a convention is to use a Twitter app. And we like Tweetlist. There are several different accessible Twitter apps, but we think that one's particularly user-friendly and accessible. And one thing you can do with Tweetlist, I mean, you can do your general tweet messages, reply to messages, DMs and direct messages and such, but one thing that's unique and fun to do at a convention is to follow the convention's hashtag, which is a hash, which is a number sign, and then usually an abbreviation for the conference, which I know for NFB is NFB12, and for ACB is ACB12 this year. And so you can do a search for that hashtag, and then you'll be able to read everybody who has tweeted messages with that particular hashtag, where people will talk about anything and everything having to do with the convention. That's how you can find tweets related to the convention.
And you can also follow tweeters like NFB and NFB underscore voice, right, and ACB. There's some ACB tweeters, and you might also find some specific convention-related announcements that way, too.
Yeah, I think NFB voice is NFB underscore voice on
right.
Twitter, and ACB is, I think, ACB National
That's right.
on Twitter.
Yeah. So there you go.
So you can follow those and get information. There again, like with Haytel, if you're following the conference hashtag, you're going to find a lot of people saying a lot of things. It's going to be really busy. Some people will post genuine, useful information. Other people will just post, I'm at NFB12. I just had breakfast at NFB12. So you get a little bit of everything. But some of it's useful. If you have time to skim through it, you can find some really genuine, good bits of information on there.
Yes, and of course we want to remind you all, each organization has a tweet up, so if you're at all possible, if you're attending, you know, highly recommend you go to the tweet up.
Yes, I will be at the NFB tweet up, which is
Yay.
Saturday night, June 30th, and I will be there, so that's where, if you're going to be at the conference, that's where you can meet me and hang out if you want to.
Aww, awesome.
So,
I hope you all will, by the way. I hope all of you will say hi to Allison.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I look forward to meeting people.
And miss me.
Yes, we'll miss having you there, definitely. Daryl was at the tweet up with us last year at National Convention. So, yeah, it's just a fun way to meet in person people you might have only known from Twitter and some people that you knew otherwise and just want to see again. So,
there you go. So, if you want to, if you want to express your convention experience to the world, there is an app called Audioboo.
Yes, I just got this one recently, so I'm excited about it. I'm planning to use it during convention. It's a way where you can record. Make a recording, an audio recording, of yourself talking or a conversation maybe you're having with somebody else that you want to share. But the idea is that you make this recording and then you can share it instantly with your social network, like Twitter or Facebook or both. And that's going to be kind of fun. I will probably use it to send out my convention updates to Twitter so my followers can hear what I'm up to. Hopefully I'll have something interesting to say.
Kind of like what we did at CSUN. We did a few updates
we sure did.
At CSUN using Audioboo.
So it's just a fun way to share audio recordings with your friends, which can be especially useful during a convention where there's a lot going on and a lot to talk about.
Absolutely.
Another app we found useful at conventions is VizWiz, which is V-I-Z-W-I-Z. And that is a recognition app. The way we used it is at convention when we got to our hotel room, we wanted to know what our thermostat was set at. So what we did was we took a picture of the screen, and we went into the VisWiz app and took a picture using that app, and then you record a question, and we said, what does this say, or what is the thermostat temperature? We ask the question, and then that gets sent out to web workers, which are actually sighted people who basically look at the picture you sent, listen to your question, and type back an answer to you, and it gets sent back. So we were able to find out what our thermostat said using VisWiz, which was really useful at the hotel room, so we didn't freeze to death or
roast. Yeah. And then let's see, we used it to look at the amenities in the room, like shampoo and conditioner. And sometimes it will work pretty well with that.
We used it to identify our number on our banquet ticket.
Yeah.
Because we weren't sure what table number we were at, so we just had it tell us what number, and we were able to know what table to go to, and that was also pretty convenient.
Yeah, it kind of gave us an advantage. You know, we kind of could at least go in the banquet room and kind of find the general area before we start having to start asking around for our table.
And we could have asked somebody, but we had fun being able to figure it out with our phone.
Yes, absolutely.
So.
All right, well, I think, don't forget the more traditional things that your phone lets you do. You know, email, you can web browse, you can call your friends.
Oh, and actually, one thing I forgot to mention was Foursquare offers menus sometimes for restaurants.
Right, yes.
That's a useful thing when you're out and about in a new city. When you're going to restaurants you may not have been to before, some of the Foursquare locations will have menus, which is kind of nice. Or you can just use your phone, use Safari to Google the restaurant, see if you can find an online menu that way. That's kind of a nice way to use your iOS device, too, when you're out.
There's also an app that you might try. It's called All Menus. I don't know if you've heard of this. It's called All Menus, and it has a lot of restaurant menus on it. It's another free app.
That's another good one when you're traveling. Yep. So, and yeah, you can use a lot of apps. If you're like me, you want your Audible or Read to Go apps when you're on the plane.
Yeah. Especially when you are without your convention buddy.
Right. Yeah. When I'm flying by myself, I have a long flight.
I know. Well, at least it's not as long as last year.
No, that's true. Going from Phoenix to Dallas is much shorter than Phoenix to Orlando.
You were stuck with me last year. So.
Oh, that was a long flight. Not because of you, though. It was just a long flight.
I think it was longer coming back than it was longer going.
It was. Because we had an unexpected stop.
That's true. Yeah.
So
you got Audible and Read to Go.
Yes, I use those when I don't have time for them while I'm at convention, but I certainly do on the flight over. So
now keep in mind on those, you want to do your book downloads before you get on the plane.
Yes.
That's one thing. Otherwise, you probably won't have them when you want them.
Right. You can also use the new Newsline app too.
Yes.
You can download the papers beforehand and then read them when you're flying.
As long as you add them to your subscriptions.
Yes.
And we did a podcast on Newsline as well.
Yes, so you can look for, and we did one on Read to Go.
Yes,
so.
We did. And we did one on, I did an accessibility report on Foursquare. We did one on Dropbox and Dropbox. Wow. Hey, there's also Downcast.
There you go. Another way to listen to podcasts while you're traveling.
Flying, yeah. Yay. All right. Well, I think that, I don't know. Do you have anything else, Allison?
I don't think so. I think that gives you guys a pretty good overview of some good apps to use while you're traveling, while you're at these conventions. I'm sure there's a lot of different apps to be used, but these are ones we found to be really helpful. So we hope you enjoyed them, because we certainly do.
Yeah, we'd like you to let us know, is there technology that you like to use at conventions that we haven't talked about? Definitely let us know. Love to hear from you.
Absolutely. You can email Daryl@blindaccessjournal.com or Allison@blindaccessjournal.com.
Or you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow Allison at AlliTalk, AlliTalk, or Daryl at Daryl, Darrell.
There you go. So you can find us on Twitter or through email. So we definitely love hearing from our listeners.
Absolutely. We hope you are all having a great week and that you are furiously packing for convention, and that you get everything in your luggage that you expect to be in there. You don't have any surprises when you get to convention.
Get your suitcase, get your agenda, and get ready to go.
And so, your technology.
Your technology. Get your iPhone.
Especially your iPhone.
Especially. Absolutely. I also use my iPhone at convention when I have to take down contact information and other info when I work the exhibit hall booth. At CSUN, I just use the Notes app just that comes on the iPhone with my Braille display. I have a refresher Braille. I just use that to take notes at the booth, but I'm going to try Nebulous Notes, the Nebulous Light app, to take down that sort of info this year. So, I mean, at this convention, so we'll see how that goes.
Tell them what you did with your Braille display.
I had the Braille display in my hands at the front of the booth, and my iPhone was in my purse at the back of the booth. It was kind of, you know, behind a chair at the back of the booth. It was turned on and working, but I didn't actually have the iPhone with me in my hand. It was in the back, and I was in the front with the Braille display, and I could just type on the Braille display and navigate the iPhone that way remotely.
And you had Braille only access?
Yep, I had Braille only access.
Yay.
My speech was turned off in my purse, usually. it was nice to have the Braille. I like having Braille when I'm taking down notes. It just works well for me, so.
All right.
All right. Well, I think that covers all the apps we thought up to share with you guys for convention. So we hope that all of you have a fun and safe convention.
Absolutely. And stay in touch with us. Check us out. You know how to reach us. And you can also, on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock Pacific or noon Eastern, you can listen to our Desert Cafe radio show.
On ACB Radio Interactive.
Yeah, and it's at interactive.acbradio.org. Catch us in 2 weeks. We'll be back on the 15th after the conventions have ended.
Yes, because everybody will be really busy with conventions. And
so we'll give you, and we'll try to give you a very nice post-convention show to look forward to.
Absolutely.
All right, everybody. Have a great week.
Bye, everyone.